I forgot to mention, it's also a very sad song, so she also did it without crying, because as I was listening to this play this week, I had to take breaks, because it is a hard play to get through, as we remember September 11th. So our scripture for today comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Hear now these words. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Undo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you all please pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable for you, God, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So in case you didn't notice, we are Broadway this month as we are doing our sermon series on Broadway and the Bible. And we're looking at another play based on a true story. Come From Away is based on the real story of Gander, Newfoundland, and what happened to them on September 11, 2001. This play, Come From Away, opened in Broadway in 2017. So when the FAA grounded all the planes in the United States on September 11, 2001, they also closed the airspace over the United States. Many planes, of course, were already in the air, and they needed to land somewhere. Domestic flights in the U.S. were directed to land at their nearest airport, and they did. But international flights, ones coming over especially from Europe, had nowhere to go. They could not enter the United States, and so many cities in Canada took them in. Gander happened to be, at one time, the biggest airport in the world. As planes would refuel there, it was the farthest most on the East Coast, would stop there before going over the Atlantic. Gander actually used to be a military base with the United States, and military planes would refuel even until the late part of last century. Because Gander had very long runways and a big airport, many of the planes were redirected there. Over 200 planes, actually, on September 11, 2001. So Gander, again, they used to be this huge airport town, and as as planes got bigger fuel capacity, they were no longer needed as much, so the town had shrunk. So the town on September 11, 2001 had 9,000 people. Suddenly, over 7,000 new people landed. So again, they went from a town of 9,000 to a town of 16,000. The town asked all their residents to help, and they donated everything that we could think of, from toothbrushes. I was listening to a book on this very story, and apparently one of the first things that they needed were nicotine patches. As you might imagine, smokers, they had planned for, a 9-hour flight. And come 11, 12, they were needing something. And so a local pharmacist was called. That was the first Mayday call, was, we need something for some of these passengers. And so he donated all of his nicotine gum, patches, everything he could find, he brought to the airplanes, because at first, people could not disembark. They had to stay on their planes. So the community donated toilet paper to clothes to medication. The story follows the passengers, pilots and crew, and community members, and their uncertainty and fears. Like all of us who were alive on that day, they were alarmed when they watched the TV, as they heard the news. And for the passengers, they were far from home. They didn't know when they would be able to return home. The FAA did not say when U.S. airspace would be open. Of course, remember, this was 2001, so not everyone had cell phones like they do today. And so the stress of calling their loved ones was another added stress. The town opened all of its phones and computer labs to allow people to contact their loved ones and let them know that they were okay, and also allowed them to check on loved ones, as many were wondering what was going on with their loved ones. So people from all over the world were redirected to Gander. There was also a need for interpreters, as everyone is anxious and not everyone speaks English. The school bus drivers were actually on a strike. They came off strike to help bus the passengers around. And one bus driver actually used the Bible to help communicate to passengers who could not speak English. He used Philippians 4:6, be anxious in nothing. The driver knew that the number system in the Bible would be the same, and so he was able to find it and to use that to help communicate that things were going to be okay to these people who could not speak English. Again, the town of Gander came together to feed, clothe, and provide beds for 7,000 people with no notice. Food became another issue. There were some Orthodox Jewish people on those planes, as well as Muslims and others who needed different food prepared in different ways. The town accommodated as best they could. The school staff kitchen, they actually gave over to an Orthodox rabbi who cleaned everything, got new pots and pans, and was able to prepare kosher food for those who needed it. A favorite line of mine comes from the play from a Walmart employee who says, "Thank you for shopping at Walmart. Would you like to come to my house for a shower?" Of course, people were shocked and skeptical as well as what was this going to cost. Imagine there's one New York City resident who is very skeptical, not sure what is going on here and how people can truly be this nice. He is not used to this. They don't trust this incredible hospitality. And yet this town does exactly what Jesus calls all of us to do, to love one another. These are strangers. They do not know these people as they come to be called plain people. The show also shows the reality. Remember, we did not know if there were more than 4 airplanes that had been taken over or had terrorists on them. And so it was very real in their mind that some of the passengers on these planes could have meant to take over these planes as well. And so we also see profiling that takes place. Anyone who looks Middle Eastern has extra security. And again, no one knows if more planes were meant to be bombs. And this leads to some mistrust. Now, Paul, in his letter to the Romans that we just heard, gives us what my Bible calls the marks of a true Christian. That's what the heading of this scripture is. Hear it again. Let love be genuine. Again, this town did not have to show this much love to these people, the plain people. Love one another with mutual affection and outdo one another in showing honor. And the people of Gander did just this. They honored the humanity of the plain people, and they asked for nothing in return. They served the Lord in serving their neighbors. And then it concludes with extend hospitality to strangers. And did they not do this? The town people tried to think of everything. A woman who worked for the local SPCA immediately thought there could be animals stuck on these planes. And in fact, there were. There were some animals that were in the cargo space. And so at first, customs would not let the animals come off because they were scared of diseases that could spread. And so she and several other volunteers literally climbed in the cargo space, climbed over luggage to find these animals and feed them and take care of them. Some of the flights that were grounded to Gander were headed for New York City. And some of the plain people, of course, are desperately trying to find their family, seeing if their loved ones were victims of the attacks, and at least several have family or friends that are firefighters, and so worried about that, especially after the towers collapsed. We see the town people comforting those searching for answers, and in particular, one mother of a New York City firefighter. The church and the community is open to all for prayer and singing. Some who had not been to church for years found the old hymn so comforting in that time of anxiety and unrest. They also provided space for different faith traditions to worship and pray. I'm sure many churches in this area, I know my home church opened that week for prayer. This church probably did as well, as many flocked seeking answers. To add to the stress of that week for Gander, Hurricane Erin was also headed that way and promised to complicate the plain people departing. And so as they were leaving, all bags, of course, were searched thoroughly. No sharp objects were allowed. And anything seen as suspicious was searched thoroughly. And we can see the anxiety on the passengers' faces as they finally are able to head home. And on September 15, 2001, the airspace is reopened and the planes are cleared to depart. The town actually makes sandwiches for all of the people, and they will not accept money for their hospitality. The town people say, "You would have done the same. You would have done the same." Some plain people badger them so much that they say, if you have to, again, you do not have to, you can put something in the suggestion box. And they really thought no one would. Again, they expected that anyone would do the same. The people of Gander lived hospitality. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells of those who will inherit the kingdom of God. He says, "For when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you welcomed me." The people were confused. They did not see the king like this. And the response was, "When you did it for the least of those who are members of my family, you did it for me." And the play shows this in action, does it not? As the town welcomed strangers, fed, clothed them, gave them something to drink, and cared for them. The people of Gander provided a real-life example of what it means to truly love others, including strangers. This week, I listened to the book based on this play called The Day the World Came to Town, and includes so many of these stories. These stories in the play are real. The Newfies, as the locals call themselves, Newfoundlanders, literally found strangers in stores and invited them to their homes to shower. They left their homes open. They said, "Sit in my living room as long as you need. Just close the door when you leave." Again, this was unbelievable to so many of the plain people that they would go to this length. One woman offered up her car to passengers stranded. She had to go to work. She said, "This is where my car is. I always leave the keys in the ignition, so just take it." Again, I don't understand this, right? We don't do this in Virginia Beach. The passengers are so shocked. They're like, "You don't even know us." But she said, "Take it. Use it. Just bring it back when you're done so I can get home. Just take it." The creativity and ingenuity of the town people is inspiring. When faced with a challenge, they find creative ways to meet the challenge. Again, the town was not set up for these people. They only had a few hotels, and per airline regulations, the pilots and the flight crew and the flight attendants had to stay in hotels. So all of those were for the flight crew. And then the rest of the people stayed in people's homes and community centers and churches, literally everywhere. They found a way for people to shower. The town people, the Newfies, talk about literally washing their towels constantly so that more people can come and shower. Other communities send Gander food to feed, again, extra 7,000 people that came without any notice. And when food storage presented an issue, the town makes the town hockey rink a large, very large refrigeration to carry for all the food. It's pretty awesome. I love it. It reminds me of the creativity we have at our church to address challenges as we seek to love our neighbors right here. Fresh Food Wednesday, our food ministry exploded during the pandemic. And through creative minds coming together, we figured out how to store food, even how to get lots of cars in our parking lot. With an eye on efficiency and lots of ideas thrown out, we have been able to feed over 1,700 people for the last month or so in 2 hours, which is pretty crazy when you think about our parking lot. And yet, with an eye to efficiency, we have made it happen. It's amazing that when we pray for answers, just like in Gander, God provides answers, especially when we're doing God's work. We spent 4 weeks this past summer talking about gospel hospitality and how all are changed in the act of being hospitable. And we see in the Broadway show, Come From Away, that the plain people and the people from Gander are changed as a result of this hospitality. Again, they're all grieving. Remember, all of us, we were grieving heavily on those days, and they're so far away from home. All of us, as citizens of the United States, were changed that week. Over $60,000 was put in that suggestion box that the plain people gave, and they continued to send gifts and all kinds to express their thanks. On the 10th anniversary, the town had a party, and the plain people were invited back. The plain people had raised over $1 million for a scholarship fund for students in Gander. The plain people, of course, were changed and brought those changes home. One business owner who was part of the plain people, he closes his business every September 11th, gives each employee $100 to do acts of kindness that day as a way to honor Gander and the people there. These changes have been lasting as they've inspired many to keep giving and to give more. God is calling all of us to love. And the real life example of the people of Gander, Newfoundland, inspires us to do the same. It is possible to have these marks of a Christian, even in today's world. Of course, we are called to be wise. And as the world can be scary, I don't recommend leaving your car keys in your ignition. Let me be real clear about that. But how can we adopt some of that spirit of hospitality that God calls us to do? May God help our love to be genuine. May we love one another with mutual affection, outdoing one another and showing honor, and extend hospitality to strangers. Faith is a wonderful journey, and the world knows who we worship as they see these fruits. Will you all please pray with me? God, help us to be like the people of Gander, Newfoundland. Help us to extend your radical hospitality to others. Help us to love in such a genuine way without expecting anything in return. God, thank you for the creativity you gave the people of Gander and give us as we seek to feed your people, as we seek to love one another, as we seek to grow in our faith as well. God, help us. Show us the next thing that we can do to help truly love one another. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.